In South Africa's agricultural sector, we always pay close attention on trade because this is a sector that is export-oriented. So it's important for us to know what's going on month by month, quarter by quarter, on a year by year, so that we can spot the difficulties in the logistics in various markets and see what interventions are necessary, either from a business perspective or policy side. And I was happy this year when I looked at the figures for the first quarter of 2025. The exports are at $3.7 billion. That is up 10% from last year. This is a function of both higher volumes and the better prices. But I think in a year like this, where trade in general has dominated the discussion worldwide, we've all been watching what's happening in some of the key trading partners. And of course, the discussion has been juiced up by what happens in the U.S., where President Trump has put a range of tariffs against the U.S. trading partners. But of course, that's something that started from the second quarter of this year. But in the first quarter, when the tariffs in the U.S. and generally across the world didn't change much, we've seen our agricultural sector performing well. If you had asked me what dominated the list of those export markets, you realize that grapes, maize, apples, pears, apricots, cherries, peaches, wine, wool, nuts, avocados, beef were amongst the top products that South Africa put in the export market. And the other important thing here that is worth highlighting is the fact that as a country, we have always been talking for some time about the efficiency of the ports. Transnet has experienced some difficulties, and over the years, there's been interventions both from the private as well as on the government side to say, private sector government, what can we do to improve the logistics of this country? And I think that the fact that this year we've seen less complaints and less friction in terms of the movement of the South African agricultural exports, at least the first quarter of this year, that suggests to us that there are some improvements that are happening in this process that are contributing positively and indeed supporting the exports. If you ask about the destinations of these exports, are South African agricultural exports nicely diverse into various regions? And the answer to that will be yes, because about 45% of these exports in the first quarter of this year were to the African continent. The basket, though, of the products that went to the African continent is different to a certain extent from what we send to other regions. For example, maize, maize meal, sugar, apples and pear, fruit juices, peaches, wine, sunflower oil, soybean oil, oil cake, wheat were amongst the top products that South Africa exported to the African continent. That is slightly different from what you see in other regions. And the African continent was the major trading partner for South Africa in agriculture in the first quarter of this year. But generally, that's our biggest market in agriculture. The second biggest market in the second quarter was the EU, accounting for about 23% share. If you look at the basket of the products that we send to the EU, it's primarily fruit and wine and wool. For example, table grapes, apricots, peaches, cherries, nectarines, wine, apples, pears, wool, dates, figs, pineapples, avocados, mangoes, guavas, fruit juices, nuts were just some of the top products that in the first quarter of 2025, South Africa exported to the EU. And that's the collection of basket for this quarter. But when you look at it over a period of a year, you realize that it still remains primarily fruits, wool, and wine. But it just differs what fruits the EU imports depending on the seasonality and the presence and availability of that fruit. For example, in the second quarter, you can expect to see more of citrus and the other products in that basket of the exports of South Africa's agriculture to the EU. Now, the third largest market for South Africa is the collective EU and Middle East, accounting for about 16% in the first quarter of 2025. And you have to look at the basket of products that were there. It's apples, pears, grapes, beef, wool, apricots, peaches, lamb, nuts, strawberries. So what you find is largely the protein products as well as fruits that you see going into the Asia and the Middle East region. These two has an issue of the seasonality, but and sometimes you will see that there will be grain as well, because some of South Africa's major markets for grain are the likes of Taiwan, Japan, where when we have abundance of the grain harvest, you will see us exporting a lot to those countries. That's how this basket, when you're looking at it in a period of a year, you would see it differing, but that's the broad composition. The Americas is also an important market. The Americas, of course, includes the US, Canada, Mexico, and the others. It accounts for about 6% of South Africa's agricultural exports, and that was the same figure in the first quarter of this year. Mainly grapes, apricots, cherries, wine, fruit juices, nuts, apples, and pears, and citrus. Those were the products, and they don't change that much in a space of a year. And of course, the US is of interest for many people to say, in that Americas, what share of the products do we send to the US? And the answer to that is that the US account for about 4% of South African agricultural exports. And that's 4% is part of that 6%. And it hasn't changed that much. In a year-on-year basis, it's still the same figure. And that's what you saw in the first quarter of this year. But the interesting thing is that the export, particularly to the US, they actually increased by 19% in the first quarter of this year compared to the first quarter of last year at about $118 million. So, of course, the exports came in the second quarter, where the tariffs came in the second quarter. So we will be able to make a judgment of what the impact of these liberation tariffs then. But I would say that while we're still at 10%, which makes us to be at fairly competitive levels when relative to our competitors like the South America, the Chiles and the others, Australians, South Americans, and the other people that we export to the US with. The tariff levels that are at the same rate, they still keep us at a fairly competitive rate. What we were worried is when countries like Chile were at a possibility of facing tariffs of about 10%, and South Africa was facing at 13%, which is still something that we are worried about because, of course, we were all given this breather, which comes to an end somewhere in July. And the key question is what would be the trading terms post that period? And South Africa wants to see preferential trading terms that will still keep us at a fairly competitive levels because the US, while it's 4% of the South African agricultural exports, it's super important for certain industries. Citrus, nuts, wine, grapes are some of those markets, and nuts. So we have to ensure that we continue to gain to access that market at a preferential rate. The rest of the world accounts for 10%, and that rest of the world include, of course, the UK. And the UK is one of the largest markets for South Africa because it makes up about 7% of the South African agricultural exports. So it's an important market. Now, I've talked about the exports, but it's always important to stress that South Africa is not a country that engages in a one-way trade where we are mainly promoting exports. I know we talk about the exports a lot, but that's not what we all engage on. We do spend money importing. For example, in the first quarter of this year, South Africa spent about $1.9 billion, up 19% from last year, just on the imports of products into the country. And when you look at the basket of those imports, it's of course wheat, palm oil, rice, poultry, whiskies. Those are some of the products that we import into South Africa. The reason we import that, I mean, on poultry, we don't have the full supply of the products. We import about 20% of what we consume. In rice, we import all of our rice and palm oil, all of it, because of the environmental difficulties. We are a semi-arid country. We can't really produce rice and palm oil. On wheat, we produce about half of what we consume a year, and we have to bring in about 1.8 million tons or so of wheat. So that is why you are looking at the numbers like that, where we are talking about the imports. But in an annual basis, like thinking about 2024, I mean, last year we spent almost about $7 billion importing agricultural products in South Africa. But of course, the exports were close to $14 billion. So we still had a trade surplus. But the point is that South Africa does not engage on just one-way trade. And I think when you are considering all of these aspects, of course, you have to ask the question to say, okay, on balance then, what was South Africa looking like? And we still had a trade surplus. If you consider our exports and imports, we have a trade surplus of about $1.4 billion in the first quarter of this year. It's down marginally by 1% because of this notable increase in the imports. But the point remains that we are a net exporter of agricultural products, which brings me to the important point about the policy consideration. Because as the sector, we are at a space where we continue to promote the exports. Yes, we are in a diverse number of markets, but it's clear that there are a number of risks in the world market related to trade. Therefore, as a country, we must always consistently work on broadening our export markets. And there are a few areas that are as attractive as what we see, for example, in some countries in the BRIC space. Because I'm thinking here at the likes of China, India, Saudi Arabia, those are some of the countries, and Egypt, we have to deepen our access on. And South Africa has already made this point clear that given the risks also that are coming out from the US, we have to be at a point where we are diversifying our export markets, and that's what we need to do. But the export diversification should not be at the expense of existing market. We have to maintain the existing markets while at the same time we are pushing to ensure that the exports are diversified. And with that, folks, let me stop there and let me thank the people that help in putting this out. That's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Marimba. Follow me on socials at Wandile Slobo. Follow the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast. And our publisher, The Financial Mail, follow us on socials. And thank you so very much for listening.